and gentlemen, welcome to the Gabriel Serious Fan Podcast. My name is Elizabeth, a.k.a. Betty, and here's my partner in crime. Yay! Welcome. Say hello. Yes, my friend. Yes, the baby, the most anticipated baby in the world. Well, after rapture, it's here, finally. It only took us forever to, you know, get together and organize ourselves and finally let go of rapture, which, oh my god, it was painful, but we let go of rapture and now we're ready to move on to the next adventure, which is starting Gabriel's redemption. So welcome, good morning or good afternoon or good evening, it depends whichever part of the world you're listening or joining us from. My name, as I said before, is Betty, and we're so excited because we start today the prologue in chapter 1 of Gabriel's Redemption, which is, hi Noni, which is the third installment of the Gabriel series, which was written specifically for the fans by our dear boss, Sube Reynar. So hello boss, thank you, yay. Oh, our dear boss, he's so nice and awesome. So we want to say thank you to the boss for writing this beautiful story. And we started with, well, hi Judith. We started with a sexy stud, the professor, taking his crown back because, you know, he was on a little break. And now, well, you know, he's ready to take over the world once again. And in case you're reading Gabriel's Redemption for the first time and then you're like, gosh darn it, Betty, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do with myself once it's over. No, not to worry, because Gabriel, the fourth book is coming. We don't know when, but it's coming. So, yay. Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be in this series right now. So, we want to make a few announcements in case you don't know. There are a few podcasts going on right now. And if you are listening to The Men in a Black Suit, the audiobook, read by Robertson Dean, you have the book and you want to experience the joy of falling in love with Nicholas, the man in a black suit, which congratulations again to the boss because he had a special chat yesterday on Twitter and it was amazing. So don't forget, if you want to check the conversations on Twitter, just use the hashtag capital TM lowercase IT capital BS, which is the man in a black suit, and you can read all of his, Nicholas, interesting conversations, his chats, now we know what he smells like, all the good stuff. So again, it's on Twitter. Also, before I forget, because sometimes I get a little crazy, the ladies of the Men in a Black Suit fan podcast are going to be back on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, February 28th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time, and they are going to go over prologue in chapter 1. So join Leslie and Pam, say hello to the ladies, to Nicholas, oh, Monsieur Cassie. We're going to practice our French, and we're going to meet a beautiful lady, Acacia. Yay, concierge in Paris. Allô, right? Okay, so again, don't forget that's going to be this Wednesday. So join Alessi and Pam. Second, there is the Noites en Florencia. They will be back on Saturday, March 3rd, Saturday, March 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. They are reading El Juramento de Gabriel. And if I'm not mistaken, they're going to go over chapter 8. So say hello to the professor. Ooh. And it's getting really, really interesting. It's Christmas time in Noches en Florencia. Also, don't forget, the ladies of Noches en Florencia are doing they're going over their podcast, the Spanish podcast of the Florentine series. So if you want to go and listen, reminisce, you can listen to their already recorded podcast on iTunes and on Google Play. You can also go to their website. I'm not sure the name of it, but we will retweet their information, so go for that. They have a campaign as well, which is Queremos SR en Español, which you can go and tell the publishing companies why they need to help everyone learn who Willy the Fofo is, because everyone loves Willy, right, Willy? Willy. Oh, he's gonna love me right now. You know, by the way, hi, Willy. He wants to send me Maximilian to my house. I don't know why. He thinks Christmas time is around the corner. I don't know why. which is crazy because I told him I will welcome gifts, chocolates, flowers, you know, even a little reproduction of Primavera, but I don't want Maximilian's head hanging on my door. It's kind of creepy, but whatevs. Hi, Maite, and hi, Monica. Oh, Maite says, I don't... Am I speaking too fast? Sorry. Okay, so don't forget about that. Also, what is it? What was that? Oh, yeah, the Strilogia Gabriel, they are back on Saturday, so don't forget to join them. I think they're at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. We will retweet their information in our on our Twitter account. There's Canals SR, which it's on YouTube, and you can check out their videos about all of the boss's books. And, oh, yeah, before I forget, there is a... Wait, what am I reading right now? On this, my notes are a bit scribbled today. Okay, found it. There is a giveaway available right now. Oh, the Monica James is giving away a signed paperback edition of Gabriel's Inferno by, look at that, our boss, Sylvie Reynard. What? Yes, you can get your very own copy autographed by the boss. How do you get it? Well, simply go to our page. And there you can log in and enter the giveaway. So good luck to all of the awesome ladies who will join in. We will post the information in our Twitter account and over here as soon as I am able to log in. But yeah, so that's going to be exciting. So again, it's a very own first edition. Okay, not first edition, but it's your very first edition autographed by our dear boss, Ebe Reynard. So make sure you go and you log in. Join the competition. You can get a copy of your own. Yay! And also, the boss... Hi, Jennifer! And also, in case you don't know, the boss, yes, our dear boss, will join the After Dark Reading Facebook group page tonight, Sunday, February 25th, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. So stop by and chat with him. Also, you must request to join the group. So please join and say hello to the boss. It's going to be fun. You know, he always has a lot of interesting answers to questions from the readers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's going to have a giveaway because he usually has one in a Facebook group chats. So go for it, and please don't get lost like me. I'm still a stranger to Facebook. I don't know why. Facebook is not my friend. Tell that to Mark Zuckerberg, right? He's gonna be like, what? Facebook hates me. I don't know why. We're just not like buddy buddies. Well, yeah, I've been trying. God knows I'm trying, and it's not working. But whatever. Who's paying attention to minor technicalities like that, right? Anyway, so yeah, and that pretty much concludes our announcements. Oh, yeah, and did I mention that there is gonna be a Gabriel's fourth book to the Gabriel series installation. <Da-da-da>! Oh, Jennifer says, Facebook is nobody's friend. Thank you, Jen. Finally, somebody who understands my pain. Okay, so I'm going to post the information right now in our chat room. If you're listening to the recording and you're like, oh, Betty, that's great, but I'm not live, so please put the link. It's right there. And I'm also going to put the link to our boss Facebook chat tonight. In case, or this morning, it depends whichever part of the world you're listening to us today. Okay, and also, we have a special announcement from our dear boss! Yay! In case you're wondering, what the heck is Betty talking about, right? Like, we read there's an announcement, but what the heck is an announcement about? Well, I took a note of that too. I don't know what's wrong with me. I must be really excited about Gabriel and, you know, the emergasms and all of that. It's kind of like interrupting my concentration, my train of thought. So, naughty, naughty Gabriel, what are you up to? Well, we know what he's up to. But anyway, alright, so we have a special message from the boss. No, it's not the big announcement. So, chill down, everyone. But he does have a special message he wanted to share with all of us before we start our awesome podcast with Gabriel's Redemption. And here it is. It's in the chat room in case you haven't seen it, or if you're going to join the chat room and you're going to read. But okay, so the message is, thank you everyone for joining this journey through Gabriel's redemption, and thank you Betty and Pearline, who will be our Virgils along the way. I'm writing the fourth book in the Gabriel series now, and it will pick up where Gabriel's redemption ends. I should be able to share details with you soon. Thank you for listening, and thank you for reading SR. So, yay! Thank you, boss! That is so nice of you!
No, I love him because he said Virgil.
So yeah. I read Virgil, and I was like, oh my god, I can't die now. I can be... You know, like, I think if I'm gonna get a tattoo, not that I am, but if I were to get a tattoo now, it would be like SR loves Virgil. Ta-da! Maybe, you know. And Dante. Okay, fine. Happy? Maybe? Well, yeah. Anyway, so there you are, our dear boss. Oh, thank you, boss. Alrighty then. So, okay. I'm just trying to make sure I post everything. I'm not really good at multitasking, can you tell?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we're gonna post a message right now in our Twitter account in case you're wondering, like, why is she taking forever today? She's not... She needs special water. Please, fetch me some special water today. I'm a bit crazy. Oh, Jen says, my tattoo is going to say the crayon. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. That's a good one with a little cranberry, Jen, maybe? Maybe, I don't know. That would be interesting, right? Like, ooh. Okay, alrighty then. And the message is on Twitter in case you want to see it or anything. Alrighty then. So here we go. Oh, Judy says, not dying, you have to read. Well, Gabriel's redemption is, we're going to pop our cherries. Well, my cherry, because this is my first time. So, yay! But before we start that, I have to say, in case you don't have Gabriel's redemption, the audiobook, you need to get it. Because it's such a good audiobook. Oh my god. Really. It's, I think, the best audiobook I've heard in a really, really long, 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 long time. So, yeah. Anything else, partner?
No. It's okay. I think we need to start with an intro.
Yeah. Okay. So, with our intro. Like, say it, Morgan.
Penguin Audio presents Gabriel's Redemption by Sylvain Renard. Read by John Michael Morgan.
Yay!
Said I, is the certain expectation of future glory, which is the effect of grace divine and merit precedent. Dante Alighieri, Paradiso, Canto 25, lines 67 through 69.
Aww, he was really the best. And with that, now we finally start our seminar. So there we go. Yay! I love the music too, Monica. Okay, so here we are. We are finally here with Gabriel's Redemption. And we start with the canto from Dante's... Dante... Wait, what? My book is acting up. I think I need to stop drinking and maybe I can sober up. Okay, so that was again a canto... Dante Alighieri from Paradiso, Canto 25. And in case you don't know, there is a picture that we posted in our Twitter account of Dante and Beatrice ascend to the sphere of Mars, engraved by Gustave Doré from 1868. So look at that. Dante remembers his Beatrice, the love of his life. Aww. We miss him. Poor Dante. So, okay. So it's the prologue, and it's Florence 1292, and we're in Florence, Italy, with Dante looking at the outside the window at his beloved city and the architecture, and he's also thinking about how he can hear the voices, but it's not like he's really paying attention because nothing is the same once his Beatrice is gone forever. Oh, thank you, Jennifer. She says that she likes the edits, so thank you. And we have a favorite quote from Judy, so thank you, Judith, for sharing your favorite quote. And her favorite quote is, Comodo seda sola, visitas plena populo, facta es casi vidua domina gentum. Which, in case you're wondering, like, oh, that's so nice, what does that mean? Well, according to Judy's translation, it says, how doth this city sit solidarity that was full of people? How is she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces, how is she become tributary? So that's Judy's translation. My translation says something differently. I guess we went to different pages. So mine said, oh, how a city once filled with people now sits alone. The governess of the Gentiles has become like a widow. The prince of the provinces has been placed under. So, regardless, it's still sad. So poor Dante, you feel the pain for him right now. So yeah, what do you think about that? Oh, Judy says, it's not mine, it's the link. Well, thank you, Judy, for sharing the link with that translation. It really means a lot to me. So, yeah, Dante is going through a terrible time. He's mourning the loss of his Beatrice. And as we know, he never really got over her, losing her. So this is sad. And The words of the prophet Jeremiah were woefully inadequate. And again, another favorite quote from Judy, and she made a beautiful edit as well, so thank you, Judy. Okay, and the favorite quote is, Beatrice, he whispered, his heart seizing in his chest. Even now, 2 years after her death, he had difficulty writing about his loss. She would remain forever young, forever noble, forever his blessedness. And not all the poetry in the world could express his devotion to her. But for the sake of her memory and their love, he would try. Oh my God, Dante, again, I'm so sorry. It's so sad that he really is alone. Well, I can't help but feel bad for his wife because, you know, the wife is still alive. But he never really loved her. So that sucks.
You know, Dante, you know.
I'm married to you, Mr. Beatrice. Shut up, Beatrice. So, yeah. That must be difficult. And, yeah, so I'm so sad for Dante. You know, he finally falls in love. Well, we know that he's loved her forever. So he loves her. And then he loses her because she gets ill. And then she passes away at the young age of 23 years old, right? So she was really young.
Is that kidding?
maybe. I would think so. Yeah. But, you know, I can't help but wonder. You know, he keeps saying it's our love story, right? What did he say? Yes. He said, but for the sake of their memory and their love, he would try. But I still can't help but wonder, if we were to bring the real Beatrice back from the dead, you know, just for one day and just talk to her, girl talk, right? Chama to chama. Like, so, Beatrice, you know, it's not like we're going to tell anyone, but did you feel anything at all for Dante? Just curious, because I wonder if she loved him as much as he loved her, or maybe it was just one-sided, or how did he know it was their love? No?
Can you imagine if it was only a crush?
Yes. Yeah, in case you're wondering, like, what's that sound in the background? Gabriel and Julia went to Pennsylvania. I was left left back in Boston. So, yeah. I wonder why. Right now. So, yeah, I'm still curious. What would Beatrice say, like, in real life? Would she admit that she liked him or loved him? Or, I don't know. It's one of those little, like, questions that we have no answer to. There's not a lot of information about her, so. See, even my dogs are like, we want to know the answer, Beatrice. We demand an answer. So, anyway, yeah. Okay, so back to the book, Gabriel's Redemption, and we find ourselves in chapter one! Yay! Finally! Jennifer says that, in his fantasies, his love was returned, and those fantasies overtook his reality, I think. Ooh, that's a good take. That's a good take. Interesting. Gosh, I really wish we could talk to Dante and Beatrice for real, but now we don't know. And Monica says, your dog is looking for the answer. Yes, he is.
Dante, we need an answer.
Not Dante, Beatrice. Beatrice, we need an answer. So, yeah. Oh, they think they really are in the seminar. Aren't they the cutest dogs in the world? Okay. Yeah. You're going to go like, Shito, Shito. Okay. Oh, and Judy says, that's why we have the Divina Commedia, right? The Divine Comedy? True, true. Okay. So, let's go back to the chapter one. Because, oh my god, this chapter was so good. Mr. Twitchy is back. So, it's June. It's June 2011. And we are in Selden's Grove, Pennsylvania, and we find ourselves with the professor. So, ooh, and we have a favorite quote from the beginning of the chapter, and it comes from Judith again. So, thank you, Judith. And it's Professor Gabriel Emerson stood in the doorway of his study. Ooh, look at that. What is the professor looking at? Well, his hands are in his pockets, and he's gazing at his wife with no little heat. Ooh, tell me more, Gabriel. Well, in case you're wondering, what does the professor look like? Has he changed from that last time we saw him in, Umbria, when he was making love to Julia in their house, right? What does he look like right now? Well, he's still athletic looking. Ooh, really? And he has rugged features, and check out his eyes. Sapphire. Ooh, very nice. We're going gaga here. Drooling for the professor. So, it turns out that we get a little recap in case you don't know what happened in the previous two books, or you fell into a coma after reading about all the Twitchies, you know, adventures with Julia after the honeymoon, and they said, I do, and all of that. In case you don't remember after all of that, and you need to refresh your memory. Well, it turns out that the professor met his beautiful wife, Well, it tells us that they met when she was 17 and he was 27. They're falling in love. Love at first sight. But then they separated. Time is cruel. It took them away. He went somewhere else. She went somewhere else. Then he couldn't remember her. I wonder why, Gabriel.
Yeah.
I still think... I wonder why. I still think I blame the fact that he wasn't wearing glasses, and that's why he couldn't remember. Like, it was all a blur. Get it? Anyway, so they separated, but they come back. Circumstances split them apart. You know what? Heaven smiled upon the professor, and she became his graduate student. They met at Toronto 6 years later. Ooh. Which means she was like, 17. She was like 23. So she's 23 finally, alas, which means the professor is 33. They meet 6 years later and they rekindle their affections. AKA, first he screams at her, barks, then he's like, forgive me, Beatrice. Why did you undress me? Wait, I'm sorry, forgive me. You're not like the average whore. Forgive me. No, forgive me. Okay, and they get together again. Oh. Love. Yeah, little summary. I mean, notice how it's just like, and they rekindle their affection. Avoid talking about the sore spots and all of that, you know.
Yeah.
Chaotic, rocky start to a relationship, but yeah, whatever. So they rekindle their affection. They marry a year and a half later. Oh my god, time flies. They
get the universe, perfect summary.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. They get married a year and a half later, and oh look at that! Now they're together, together forever. Oh my god, that reminds me of Thasia. So this is Thasia. We hope you're okay. So this is my favorite quote. He envied the very air she breathed. Oh, that's very sweet. And then I thought this was hysterical. And also, like, interesting, Gabriel.
Yeah.
So he waited long enough for what he was about to do. It was possibly she need to be seduced. But Gabriel prided himself in the experience. And his expertise at seduction. I thought it was hysterical. She's like, I might have to seduce my wife in order to sleep with her. But it's okay. Twitchy and I can handle it. Like, okay.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
Okay, uh-huh.
Twitchy's like, excellent. We have a prey. Or something like that.
Well, he wants to.
You know? Poor Twitchy, he must be crazy. Like, it's been a long time. How long? Like a month? 2 weeks? Months?
Yeah.
Right? So.
Like your master, go there.
Right? Master, demand your meal. So, okay. So, this is a favorite quote from Judy. So, we want to say thank you. The strings. Oh, yeah. And that reminds me. We need the music, right? To get in the mood. What's playing in the background, Gabriel?
Okay.
What are you, what are you up to today, mister? Well, nothing more than just making another playlist for his beloved Julianne, which is,
Jennifer, it's important to keep him feeling challenged.
You know? Oh, Twitchy, yeah. We have to make sure that, you know, he doesn't take it for granted. The blessedness will not always be available, so take advantage when you can.
Yeah.
So in case you're wondering, what's playing in the background? Well, Bruce Cockburn's song Mango floated in the air, casting his memory back to their trip to Belize before they were married. Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Remember that time, Belize? Good times. Good times. So, ooh. So, Gabriel.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when he had. That is true. Sex with Gabriel is always like a plus. So, thank you, Gabriel. But I also remember that was the time that he told her, I will go to hell if I had to save you. Remember that, Julia. Remember. What? I said, remember, Julia. I'm sorry, I can't concentrate. You're talking too much. And I just want you to help me come. Okay. And then that was it. That's why Julia can't remember anything. But yeah. And Jennifer says, Team Belize, always. Hashtag always. Okay, so yeah, Julia is too busy enjoying her orgasms that she did not pay attention to Gabriel and his little speech, you know, for the Franciscans, blah, 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 St. Francis and all that stuff. Yada, yada, yada. Not important. It takes away the mood from the Valentine's Day holiday, Gabriel. So, yeah. Julia is saying, Belize and no Elmo. Oh, yeah. Elmo's Inferno. In a bookstore near you. Or maybe in a miniseries or something. Anyway, so there we are with Julia and Gabriel again in their house because we are in Silence Grove, so yay! So it turns out that they've made love in a variety of places in Belize. Yes. Okay. So Gabriel is remembering that they made love in Belize a few years, you know, like a different places. Well, they went to the beach, they made sex, they made love in their room, and other places, dot, dot, dot. We weren't invited to the VIP pay-per-view. Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, yeah. So, Gabriel was thinking about all the different places that they made love, and I was just saying that, you know, some of those places we weren't invited because it was pay-per-view.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway, so going back, oh, Jennifer says he told her he would propose to her. That moment clenches my heart every time. Yes, Gabriel wanted to propose during that little holiday, Valentine's Day holiday. You know, she would have been Mrs. Emerson maybe that weekend. Ooh, maybe they should have had eloped or something. Oh, well. We would have missed all the drama, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to our present moment. We are with Julia, and Julia is sitting at her desk, minding her own music, her own business, completely oblivious to the music in the background, which I kind of find it hard to believe, because if you're in your house, right, writing a paper and something, reading, I mean, are you really that oblivious to the sound in the background with Gabriel, you know, right there? Remember back in the day when they were first going out, she said that she found it difficult to concentrate with him because he was so hot, and now he's there and she's like, music's playing, la 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 la, and then Saint Francis said, la 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 la, Guido de Monte, la 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 la, and Gabriel's like, ma chérie, Julia, are you alive? Look at me, Julia. Julia, listen to the music, Julia. Kind of like Stewie. You know, from Family Guy. Mummy, 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 mom, 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 mummy, 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 mom, mother, mom, mom. What? Oh, okay. Hi, mom. Something like that. So maybe that's Tucci, like.
Nothing.
So maybe he's like that, like, Blessedness, Julia, Beatrice, 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 Julia, Blessedness, Julia, Julianne. What? What's for dinner?
Nothing.
Nothing. Except I'm hungry. Okay. For you. Ooh.
Can you imagine that now? Oh my god, nice. Well, keep going.
Okay. Judy says that she is stressed and concentrating, as she can imagine. She is in her own world. She wants to do her best. Yes, that's true. So, oh, and Jennifer says she has it now. She knows his this consciously and subconsciously. Losing him is no longer at the forefront of her thoughts. Ooh, that's true. You know, marriage. It's like, where's he gonna go? Okay, so here we go again. Julia is oblivious to Gabriel's seduction schemes. And she is busy with her books and her folded file of... What? Well, she's busy with her books and her papers and working on her special paper, and Gabriel is totally doesn't know what to do in order to get her attention. So anyway, so it turns out that they've been in Silence Grove for quite a few days because they're having their house from Massachusetts. It's under construction there. They're renovating. Well, someone, Gabriel, thinks that the house is too small and we have to make some improvements. So that's why we are in Pennsylvania. Ta-da! We are in a new house.
Okay.
They're, well, yeah. Is it their new house? Or is it the one in Cambridge, their new house? Because he already had that before. Anyway, let's go back to the book. So, because I get distracted quite easily. So, it turns out that they've been really busy and they're coming here finally to maybe help her, you know, concentrate on her paper. Unlike my dogs who are busy trying to distract me. Anyway, so this house, the Clark house, which is now the Emerson house, doesn't need to be renovated because Gabriel already took care of that. And in case you missed it, Julia and Gabriel helped decorate the house. You know, they were painting the house. Gabriel helped her paint.
Redecorating.
Maybe the floor has a couple of boob stains with, you know. But that's part of decorating, right? Gabriel maybe painted a bit with his little tushy. Like, oh, to be remembered. Let's hope no one else sees the beautiful paintings that they made.
Bye, Judy.
Bye, Judy. So, hi, Casey. Okay, so, yeah, in case you're wondering about the outtake, it's the body painting outtake from Gabriel's Redemption, and the link is right there in case you want to relive the moment all over again. And Jennifer is laughing about boob and tushy stains. Yeah, I wonder if they cleaned it up in their room or they just left it the way it is. Would you clean it or would you leave it? Mm-hmm. No, I'm asking you. You know how they were, Gabriel was painting Julia the masterpiece? Would you, you know, if they stained the floor with booby stains and tushy stains, would you clean it or would you leave it like that?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Like, oh, and Gabriel's tushy.
And you?
I don't know. I would probably make him paint it on a canvas. Jennifer says, but it's an expression of our love, Julia. He'll keep it, like the black and white photographs. Oh my god, okay. Yeah. But Jennifer says, but she would be, Julia, she would be too modest to keep it. So yeah, maybe she would throw it or burn it or something when he wasn't paying attention.
Yes.
Hey, Julia, where's my painting? I don't know. So anyway, so apparently Julia had chosen new furniture and curtains for the house. So that's nice because she wants to make the Clark's room now their room. So good. But turns out that Gabriel and Julia have different ideas of decorating. Gabriel prefers dark browns and dark wood, right? And leather, brown leather. While Julia prefers the light colors. And she wants it to look like a seaside cottage with white walls, white furniture, and the accents of accented with various shades of Santorini blue. So interesting. I wonder if they compromise or he just let her have everything the way she likes it. Because obviously she's going for the beach. She wants to be in tune with the ocean. And Jennifer says, I vote for the beach cottage look. That's interesting. That reminds me, you know, the elements, Julia is a Virgo, if I'm not mistaken, and Gabriel is a Cancer. You know, Virgo is a earth element, and Cancer is a water element. So that makes sense. It's like a mixture, a union, the perfect union, sand and water, beach, get it? Hint, hint. Maybe. Anyway, I do crazy research when I'm alone. Anyway, so let's go back to the story. In Julia's and Gabriel's study, Julia hanged replicas of Dante meets Beatrice, at Ponte Santa Trinita, which is the painting that Julia had in her room. Remember her old apartment, in Toronto, when she used to be a student at the University of Toronto, U of T. Oh my god, my dogs are so noisy today. Anyway, so Julia has that now hanging in their study, which Gabriel has as well. Well, he used to have that as well before. Anyway, Julia also hung the Botticelli's Primavera and a copy of Madonna and Child with Angels by Fra Filippo Lippi. Which again, in case you don't remember, it was mentioned in Gabriel's Inferno when they go out on the first date and they're hiding from everyone. And then we had that special video of them making out against the wall. So, ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, Casey, the Hobbit hole. Oh, the good old Hobbit hole. I bet she doesn't miss that apartment at all. Anyway. So Gabriel is thinking about the different paintings. He's looking at that and reflecting on how each painting represents. It's a symbol of what they've gone through in their relationship. So at first, when it's Gabriel looks at the painting of Dante and Beatrice at the Ponte Santa Trinita, he remembers of how he fell in love with her and he became obsessed with her for the first time after he met her. And the second painting reminds him of how Cupid strikes Julia, right? She falls in love with him all over again and he no longer remembers her. Which I was thinking, really? What? Nothing, right? With Primavera? No? The Three Graces? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he thinks about that and how, you know, it was difficult. But then there's the other part in the painting of Primavera where there you see the couple who get married and then they're expecting a baby. And that goes leads us to the last painting, which is the Madonna and Child with the angels, which is what he wants. He wants a family with her. Right.
And normally it's the woman that is who is thinking about it. But in this case, it's Gabriel thinking.
So yeah, Gabriel.
I find that more attractive.
The Gabriel wanting babies?
What, sorry?
What part? Gabriel wanting babies or paintings?
Yes. Wanting babies.
Oh, well, I think this is the start of our never-ending discussion. This is where we split again with the whole story. Okay, I'm reading Jennifer's comment. She says she doesn't need to miss the apartment just as long as she brought the purple towel and his biological clock is ticking. So, Jennifer, Jen agrees with you, partner, with Gabriel and his imaginary clock. Tick-tock, right? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I totally
understand that.
I agree with Julia right now with everything that's happened so far in this chapter. So, yeah. Okay. So, Julia apparently is in love with body painting. Of course she is. And luckily for us, we were able to read that little VIP bonus thanks to the boss who posted the outtake and we got to enjoy it last week. So, woo, still fanning myself. So yeah, good for you, Julia. She enjoyed that. And Gabriel patience. Oh yeah, so again, Gabriel, after he gives us a little recap of what's happened in their relationship, he is thinking that he had waited for some time now. They were newlyweds. He could no longer allow her to ignore him. Which is like, wow, he really is a bit of a diva, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's like, I need the love now. Okay, and Nona says his clock has about 50 years on it, LOL. Okay. Oh, God. So, yeah, Gabriel is no longer patient. He wants to have her. He wants to have her now. So, ooh.
And yeah, me too. He's my perfect guy. Where is he in the book? I need it real in my life right now.
Right. So it turns out that he prowls into the room with his footfall silent. It kind of reminds me of a fox. You know, what does a fox say? Okay, anyway. So he goes in and then he starts kissing her neck. Ooh. And you know how he has a little stubble? So Gabriel didn't shave on purpose, right? He's trying to make sure that she feels everything. Oh, I see Jennifer. She says, it's also a statement, given what he went through with Maya. It speaks volumes that he is receptive to the idea of becoming a father again. He isn't going to punish himself in that way anymore. Well, that's true. He wants to have a family, and that's nice. But, I don't know. I'm still like, dude, didn't we say we were going to wait until she finished? So, we finished 1 year, and that means 5 more years! Yay! Anyway, so there you go, with Gabriel making out. My God, Gabriel. So, after he kisses her, he tells her, come. Ooh, so quickly?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, so quickly, you touch me and that's it.
It kind of reminds me of Christian Grey, though. Come, oh my. Do I have to say something like yes sir, no sir, or something? Do I need a safe word? Today's safe word is pineapple. Okay, go. No? Anyway, so Julia tells him, no, I can't. I'm not ready. I need to finish my lecture. And he tells her, she also tells him, I don't want to embarrass Professor Picton, especially when she invited me. I'm the youngest person on the program. Wait, what? Julia! You got in a program this summer? Congratulations, Mazel Tov. Somebody forgot to let us know what was going on during the break. Right, Gabriel?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, Nona says, it's the year of the Twitchy. Yeah. Who needs a dog when you have a Twitchy? Okay, so yeah, Julia is worried about her special speech. And Gabriel tells her that she won't embarrass her. And, oh, look at that, Julia. You have plenty of time to finish your lecture. Now come. Okay, but Julia's like, wait.
Yeah.
No, I have to get the house ready. Your family's coming. They will all arrive in 2 days. And then he gets upset and he tells her that they are not my family. Which I thought, oh my god, are we going backwards with they're not my family? I'm alone. I'm a lone ranger. But then he tells her that it's not his because they're married. So it's our family. Which again, aww. Reminds me a bit of Christian again. It's not mine. It's ours. No? Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. So he tells her also...
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And don't worry about the mess, Julia. I will get us a maid. Now come and bring the blanket. Ooh, again. Look at that. Giving orders, Gabriel.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I'm liking the idea.
You know, screw the blanket. Just do it now. Here. No. Who needs to go out? Anyway, so Julia reminds Gabriel that it's dark outside. And so, yeah, Gabriel wants to go out for a walk. That's going to take away time from the sexy time, don't you think, mister? No? Okay.
Yeah.
Jennifer says, so bossy. Oh, hi, Cass!
Yes. Yes. Hi, Cass.
It's the morning, so okay, good morning. Okay, so Julia looks at him and she's like, oh, but it's dark. I'll protect you. He's willing to say anything right about now just to get her, you know. Walk with me. I'll do anything. It's raining. I'll get us an umbrella. There's thunder. It's good for you. Or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so he has a solution for everything.
Right. So Julia wants to know.
There, Julia, come on.
Julia, just go.
Come on, I will.
Right? And it's just going to go like, oh, hell no, mine. Bye, Cass. Okay, so Julia wants to know, why do you want to visit in the orchard in the dark? Good question, Julia. This is one of my favorite quotes, which I thought, like, oh my god, you are so naughty. I forgot how funny you can be, mister. He tells her, I want to see your naked skin glow in the moonlight while I'm inside you. Really?
Oh my god.
Oh, you're so romantic.
Okay, let's go. Fuck the
limitation. You know, well, that's different from Christians. I don't make love. I fuck a car. This is even better. This is better. Yeah. I want to see you.
At some point, they are different.
Yes. Gabriel went a little bit more, you know, more poetic. I want to see your naked skin glow in the moonlight while I'm inside you. Ooh, okay.
Oh, well, there's something in the chat room, but I understand. What is kept clothing?
I don't know. Explain. Explain, Jen. Okay, so then Gabriel goes and starts nibbling on her earlobe, and Julia's like, holy cow. Kind of like Anna. Oh, yeah. She says, Jen says, it's a muse term. So, ooh, okay.
Okay. What does that mean?
I don't know. Like self-combusting. Oh, okay.
I'm
That's what it means.
I'm asking her.
She says, curse bloat means like self-combustion.
You know?
So,
okay.
Ooh, new dictionary word. Okay. Yeah, okay. So then Gabriel is nibbling on her earlobe, and then Julia is like, oh my god, right? And he tells her a declaration of desire. Ooh, holy cow, I didn't know. I couldn't tell from the nibbling that you desire us, right? But yeah, keep going. Now the other ear, maybe. So yeah, so Julia gives in to the sensation. She can no longer fight Gabriel and Mr. Twitchy. They win. Take it all, right? So he releases her. And oh yeah, in case you're wondering, what does Gabriel smell like? It's been a while. I don't remember. Let me sniff him. Let's go. Ah, yes, Gabriel smells like peppermint and Aramis. Why peppermint, though? Is he always chewing something like peppermint, or is just part of the aftershave? It smells like peppermint and Aramis because of the cologne.
Who knows?
Yeah, well, who cares? Aramis. So, ooh.
Oh, yeah, you put the Aramis and Sin.
Yes, yes. Sin, we love Aramis and Sin. It's the perfect combination. So then Julia glances down at her paper and she thinks like, oh, I guess I can take a little break from Guido de Montefeltro, right? Which Gabriel goes on and tells her like, he's been dead for over 700 years. He can wait. He'll be fine. Let's go. Right? Run to the woods. Don't walk. Like Chandler, the woods demand sex. Please help them.
So, they deserve it.
Yes, they deserve. They've been waiting forever.
And for
right? So they're going down. Oh, they're going down the stairs. And we have a favorite quote. Whose favorite quote is it, buddy? Well, it's Judy's favorite quote. Susie's favorite quote, and the boss! Ding, 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 ding. Yay! So exciting. The boss is back. So here's the favorite quote. Have you ever made love in an orchard before? Her eyes widened as she shook her head. Then I'm glad I'm your first. She tightened her...
Every time that he said that, I zoomed.
Right? And then she tightened her grip on his hand. You're my last, Gabriel. My only. My one true love. No karaoke. Oh, damn it. Okay. So fine.
Okay.
Twitch is gonna go like, stop her, master. Stop her. Okay. So then they go. Gabriel quickly, he quickens his pace as they go and walk towards the woods, and he has a flashlight. Good thinking. And Julia has a blanket. Aww, their special blanket from yesteryear. So it turns out that it's June, in case you're wondering, wait, what time of the season are we? It's June, so it's okay. We can go without a coat and boots and hats and scarves and gloves because it's summertime. So good for you guys. Yay.
Yeah.
No sound effect. Well, I don't know. I mean, oh, that's a good question. Is my thingy working? Since we're going into the woods, it's been a while, so you know, my little.
Oh, no sound effects, Betty.
Yeah, that's what I just realized. It's like, wait, you're right. My little sound machine is a little dusty. It's been a while, you know. So let me see. Where am I with my woods? You hear the birds?
The what?
The birds?
No.
It's nighttime. Like, Gabriel, where are we going? Into the woods. Okay. So here we are, into the woods in June. Ah, oh, summertime. It's very warm right now. So the woods are thick and they're. And there are a lot of leaves on the branches. Oh, look at that. Very, very nice. Oh, yes. Anyway, so the air is alive and the evening sounds of birds and the sound of katydids. Okay. Well, yeah. So, yeah, we're just walking. Nothing to worry about. It's not like the Hunger Games, right? Oh, Monica says, Hunger Games whistle.
Well, I guess there's something
that... I can't remember that whistle right now. So, yeah.
I can't remember either.
Oh, man. See, I forgot about the Hunger Games until right now. Okay. So, let's go back. Let's go back. So, we're in the woods. La, 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 la. Right? Oh, Nona says, ooh, there's a big bad wolf in the woods. For our sake, let's hope it's Gabriel.
God.
And Jennifer says, June 29th is my birthday. Yeah. So, see, Jen, they're going to have sex in your honor. I think.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
You have to go to the orchard that day.
Right? Oh, my God. It's a great gift. Everyone wins. Okay.
Yeah.
And Monica says, nah, nah, nah. I don't know.
I can't remember.
Right. Okay, so Jen is saying happy birthday to her, and we're in the woods, so yay. We could turn this into a musical, you know, into the woods, la, la, la. No? Okay. Anyway, so let's go back to the woods. There we are with Gabriel, and the birds, and the crickets, everything. Oh, this story comes to life every day, more and more. Thank you for the reminder, Noni. So, we are there, and soon we find ourselves in the center of the clearing, where the wildflowers, the beautiful greenery everywhere, the stars, there's a full moon, a bit of clouds, but that doesn't matter, the old age apple trees, and, oh, look, new ones, oh, that's nice, Gabriel has been planting new trees and stuff, so, yeah, Monica says, almost there. So, yes, there we are with a beautiful couple together at last, ready to make love to this. Can you imagine if you're like, so now what? Oh, yeah, we're supposed to make love, right? Okay. So, okay. Special symphony just for you, Julia. Okay, so they're there finally getting ready to make love. And this is a favorite quote from Pam, and she had a special comment, so I will read it once we finish reading the favorite quote from her. Okay? Okay, so the favorite quote is, as they walked into the center of the clearing, his body relaxed. Something about this space, sacred or otherwise, always soothed him. And Pam said that this line always reminded her of the scene in Robin Hood with Kevin Costner, the wedding in the woods, Robin and Marian's sacred place. The orchard was also sacred space for Julia and Gabriel. So it's very true, you know, the woods, that's where they met, that's where she got lost, that's where they spent an evening together again, and they talked about their future, their plans. It was beautiful. So, yeah. And guess what, ladies? Now that we're in the woods, we have to take a little break. What? Yes, yes. You know, all good things need a little break. So we're going to set up everything. Put the blanket on the floor. And help Gabriel and Mr. Twitchy get ready for their meal. Right? All right. So we'll be back.
Okay, we're back.